field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, a very happy President's Day to you all. And many of you, I think, or some of you, I don't know if it's many, but some of you got to enjoy a day off. I know kids did from school, so maybe some parents did as well. We're working, and we're working for you, and that's a great thing because it's a football Monday. Football never stops right here in Berea, and it doesn't. Actually, the coaching staff and others around the building, even though a lot of other staffers observing this day off, but the rest of us rolling up the sleeves and doing the work, which needs to be done, talking football with you. Bernie Kosar will be aboard the show, making his regular appearance. We'll get into some of his thoughts, and I think some interesting things are going on leading up to the Combine, which starts this week. This show will be there broadcasting Thursday and Friday from Indianapolis. And a couple of things. I mean, there's a new test. This one I think is pretty fascinating. You've heard about the Wunderlic, which had always been and I guess still would be considered the standard of measuring what's called cognitive reasoning, but basically an intelligence test. And it's been given for many years in corporate America, or at least was used a while ago. I don't know that it's used all that often in other places beyond the NFL, but it was adopted by the NFL. But now the league itself has come up with its own additional test, and I want to get some thoughts from Bernie Kosar on that. Ernie Accorsi is one of the men who was who contributed, former GM of the Browns, former GM of the New York Giants. Of course, he was an assistant GM with the Baltimore Colts. He had some strong input on this, along with other current and former general managers around the league, personnel people around the league. So we'll get Bernie's thoughts on that. Don't have a lot of specifics on the test, but it is something to talk about. Matt Barkley, he's a topic as well, deciding that he will not throw at the Combine. Not sure if he's going to run either, but he'll be there. Just beyond maybe taking these tests, what else he'll do is anyone's guess. And should he be doing something? And I'm sure Mr. Kosar will have some strong thoughts on that. We're also going to be joined by Terry Pluto, fine sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Always lots of thoughts and opinions from Terry. Really haven't heard from him on all of the Browns' big moves with coaching staff, so want to get his input on that. And we get your input via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages. You submit them, Browns Daily, Twitter handle, at Browns underscore daily. Yours truly, my Twitter handle, at VICCARUCCI, the Browns Daily email address, which is daily at clevelandbrowns.com. And you can also send in some voicemail comments, questions as well, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Tyler from Facebook admonishes, I don't know if this is begging or it sounds pretty strongly worded because it's all in caps and it's got a lot of exclamation points on it. Please keep Phil Dawson, is Tyler's message to the Browns. Getting rid of him shouldn't even be an option. Phil Dawson has been our MVP for the last decade. Three exclamations after that, again, all in caps. I love my Cleveland Browns more than anything. And he basically said, this is really strong. He says, I'm willing to die for my boys. The question is, are you? Wow, Tyler. That's a lot of emotion. That's a lot of passion. Let's keep it in the realm of contract. And you know, I think we can probably have a better discussion that way, a more clear discussion. And that is, you know, the third tag that would be placed on Dawson if that were to happen, because the way the tag is structured and in an effort to try and discourage teams from continually placing a tag on a player, would put Phil Dawson, a kicker, in the realm of, like, quarterback money. And that's something that I think would be very difficult for the Browns or any team to do. So how do they work it out, and what do they work out? His reliability is beyond question. I don't think we even need to have the discussion about what Phil Dawson means and what he is. But it's still, you still, whether you're Phil Dawson and do the greatest job possible at what you do, at a certain point of your career, you are still judged. It's a value judgment as to whether or not you're back with this team and whether or not this team feels it makes good both business sense and football sense to keep you. I sit here, and I'm with you, Tyler, that in my mind, it's hard to envision the Browns without Phil Dawson kicking. But I'm not the one who has to come up with the value choice about that investment and say, okay, that's for a kicker. And what other spots, once I commit this contract to him, and yeah, there's a lot of discussion about cap room and availability, but it still doesn't mean you can be cap reckless. I mean, and I'm not saying it would be reckless to do something with Dawson. Do not misunderstand where I'm going here. I'm saying that there's a decision to make, and it isn't as much the slam dunk as you might think it is, or I might even think it is, because, again, what will the numbers be? How will it play out? And you do take into account that you're talking about a veteran player. You're talking about an older guy who at some point is great condition as he keeps himself as consistent as he is, as meticulous as he is about everything. Even for those guys, there can be something that breaks down or something that doesn't work as well as before. So it's just got to be thought about and done. I don't know what the ultimate decision will be. It's going to be intriguing to watch. It's one of the big questions among many that this team is facing. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the quarterback. He'll make his regular visit on the show. Bernie Kosar, that's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Monday edition. Vic Carucci hanging out with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wait for the auto show. The deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It's a whole new February at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
At Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extra presses, iron, and less than Hawaii.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is Charles Osgood. I live in New York City, where you walk everywhere all year long. And when you're outside that much, you need more than just sunscreen or regular sunglasses. You need polarized prescription sunglasses with Experio UV lenses. They eliminate 100% of the sun's blinding, reflective glare. And they offer maximum UV protection so you can see clearly and your eyes are protected. Ask your eye care professional about Experio UV Superior Polarized Sun Lenses. It's the best vision under the sun.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation. For your home, because it's where you live.
Monday. Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Wild.
Fast and Wild. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby 59 Apache Short Bed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
appreciate the fact that you are choosing to spend this portion of your President's Day, your Football Monday, with us. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour. And join your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers and the Browns at the Cleveland Auto Show. That's on Monday, February 25th, this coming Monday, a week from today. Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon and alumnus Bernie Kosar, the guy that you're going to hear from shortly, will be on hand signing autographs and visiting with fans. That's Monday, February 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cleveland Auto Show at the IX Center. Don't miss it. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And joining us now on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, making his regular appearance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Bernie Kosar. Hey, Bern, how was your weekend?
Well, good weekend. Hey, before we get started, happy President's Day. Yes. But I think a little prayer out to Dr. Jerry Buss, the great Lakers owner who's passed away today.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bernie. He was kind of a defining guy, not just for the NBA, but I think in sports in general, and definitely knew the meaning of Showtime when it came to that basketball team.
You know, people thought that when he bought the team for $67 million and the hockey team and the forum, that was the biggest price tag for a sports team then, and they thought he was crazy and wrong. And it's nice to see how wrong he proved all the naysayers back then.
A real trendsetter.
And hey, you mentioned about this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to pretend I'm 25 years old. Going out, and I'm feeling great to be able to run around with everybody.
Yeah.
But Longaberger had a really nice event, had over 300 of our top salespeople coming in, and all the talking that I did over 96 hours, and then taking them out and playing with them in the cold weather wasn't exactly conducive to a good voice on a Monday radio show.
I know you're playing hurt a little bit on that, and we appreciate the fact that you're still with us here today. And I know some hot tea and lemon and all that will take care of that. But Bernie, let's talk a little bit about the Combine, which is coming up this week. This show will be there broadcasting on Thursday and Friday from Indianapolis. And some items from that. The biggest, I guess, today is report from ESPN that that Matt Barkley, the USC quarterback, won't be throwing there. There had been original reports and thoughts that he would. This apparently stemming from an injury he suffered months ago during the season, but no one's really sure what his reason is. And he also said he might run, which, of course, implies that there's a possibility he won't do that either. So your thoughts on Barkley in this quarterback thin draft, at least that's how it's perceived, that he's not throwing and helping his chances to possibly be the top guy.
Well, let's first start for Cleveland fans and Matt Barkley. Absolutely not. There's no way that I would want to invest and have him be my starting quarterback right now. I'm not trying to be mean. I like him. I don't like the way he's talking about the combines. It's the most important thing ever that I'm going to do. No, it's not. It's not the most important thing. The most important thing is going to be when he plays on Sunday and tries to win games, and that's to be determined. You know, the first thing that hits my mind is the shoulder isn't completely healthy. And if that's the case, then I understand not throwing. But if that's not the case, then I absolutely, absolutely disagree with it. And his statements make me even sicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the comments to the effect that this is probably the biggest day of my life coming up. He said this is like the SAT times thousands. I hear the whole couple of days is a grind, but I'm looking forward to that challenge. I'm excited about it. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, putting a lot of investment in that, knowing obviously to a great degree that draft stock is impacted by that, but I hear what you're saying in a bigger picture sense and how you evaluate it. You got to look beyond what he does or doesn't do at the combine, but you...
His mindset and how he's thinking and what is important to him and what isn't important to him. And if it's important to him to make money and do the best he can at the combine so he makes money, I know it's easy to say. I never even considered that. I just wanted to get to a team and be competent and play good and let the guys know that I deserve to be there. And that was a single focus and obsession that I really think the great quarterbacks, the good quarterbacks, have to have. And if you're worried about all this other stuff, it pollutes your ability to be a good quarterback, especially early. And if I may add, I think guys and teams are going to be concerned about already having a shoulder problem before he starts his pro career.
Yeah, that's the thing about this not throwing, because it will raise that question. And again, if he's genuinely unable to do it, that's a problem for him. But if he can throw and he's just saving it for the pro day, which so many quarterbacks have done, I think that too is an issue, especially when you know Geno Smith from West Virginia, Ryan Nassib from Syracuse, a couple of the names that are considered among the top prospects at quarterback are planning to throw and do everything at the combine.
And maybe in the past, it was okay to not do that. It was in vogue to have your pro day. Today, the game is changing. And the quarterbacks who are throwing at these combines, and I have to say, too, and again, I hate keep going back to myself, but the one you really want to be a quarterback and you want to start for a team, I'll throw anytime, anywhere, to anybody, period.
Right.
And I'd love to throw at the combines. I'll throw anytime.
Sure.
I just don't care. And if he wanted to dispel this shoulder thing, then he should definitely throw, and he's completely wrong and getting horrible advice. And, again, I don't want to come too hard like I am if he's hurt. If it's not healthy, hey, it's not healthy. Let's go all the way back to our career and Jim Kelly, who you know.
Yep.
He wasn't ready early, but when he was at his pro day, phenomenal, and he had a brilliant career.
Yeah, so. He had suffered that shoulder injury in his senior season at Miami, but exactly, that is a good comparison with Kelly and the situation now facing Matt Barkley. Bernie Kosar is joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, another combine-related item is kind of interesting that's been reported. The NFL distributing an internal memo, and apparently an NFL network had reported this, that there is a new test measuring a wide range of competencies, including learning styles, motivation, decision-making skills, responding to pressure or unexpected stimuli, and more intellect. It sounds like, Bernie, this is a more expansive test than the Wonderlic, which has, of course, been the standard for many, many years.
Well, I kind of like to see it. I don't mind that they're trying it and trying to get into those type of things. And, yeah, I would definitely look at it, just like I would look at the Wonderlic. But my core beliefs and my best success, for me personally, as I've been picking players and finding them over the last half dozen, 10 years, and having actually really good success with some predominant guys, is still sitting down, looking at them, talking to them, walking around with them, having something to eat with them. There's no substitute for really trying to figure out somebody unless you look them deep in the eye, try to get into the depth of their soul and heart.
Right. No, I fully agree with that. I mean, that's the only way you really get to know people. It sounds to me, too, like maybe this is a way of modernizing what could be an outdated effort in terms of the Wonderlic to find out more of what these players are about. Because it's interesting, this memo referenced that this is an exciting innovation, I'm quoting from it, that brings updated best practices from corporate America to the NFL football operations. And here's the other interesting thing, Bernie, that you'll relate to, that this new test was developed by a professor of industrial organizational psychology, but had input from current and former player personnel executives. One of them, of course, is Ernie Accorsi, formerly of the Browns. He'd been with the Giants. John Elway, Jerry Reese of the Elway of the Broncos, Reese of the Giants, and Thomas Dimitroff of the Falcons. Pretty respected guys in that group, including the guy who drafted you, Ernie Accorsi.
Well, anytime you say Ernie Accorsi's name, it still gives me goosebumps, and I'm heck of a fan of him, obviously. Like I said, you said it perfectly. The Wonderlic is probably outdated. And, hey, technology, life, it's changing. And things have changed drastically over the last 10 years. And I'd really like to start seeing some of this stuff. But, again, these type of things are nice to do, and I think you should do them. But there's no substitute, again, for seeing that guy and hanging out with him and trying your best to get to know him.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Bernie, one other topic related to the college game and related to what we're going to be focusing on later this week in Indianapolis is how the draft itself might play out. Mike Mayock from NFL Network was talking recently to Peter King, and Peter King reported or quoted Mayock as saying that he did not think first-round trades would be anywhere near as plentiful as they were a year ago, and we know the Browns being involved in one to just move up one spot from fourth to third to be sure that they could get Trent Richardson. But the reason Mayock says that you'll see fewer trades this year is that he doesn't see much of a difference between the fifth and the 25th picks this year, and he doesn't really see the immediate difference makers in the top 10. What do you think of that?
I really tend to agree with him, and I respect and like Mike Mayock and a lot of the things he says. And the difference, though, where I think it's a little early to definitively say that, because just like last year, there was a little bit of a thing where people were saying, hey, between 14 or 13 and 29, there's not much difference, and we still saw a lot of trades. I really think as we get closer to the draft and those meetings happen and players come in and you do look them in the eye, you do spend a day or two with them, you do the research of their background and maybe go meet some of the friends and family back where people were close to him, and you tend to like and target and fall in love with a couple of guys.
Right.
And unfortunately, probably some other teams may fall in love with them, same couple of guys. So if you're maybe 20 and somebody else is 16 or 17, you saw Ozzie doing that last year. He did it by moving back, thinking he's still going to be able to get his guy. You saw Bill Belichick trying to move up a few spots to get his guy. Mike Brown, for one of the first times ever, and again, I'm not sure what people want to hear this in Cleveland, but I got the honor of spending a couple days with him, and he knows football. He moved back for one of the first times ever in the 21st, 22nd pick last year. So if guys have guys targeted and it's maybe four or five spots up or down, I still think you may see some of those.
Yeah, that will be interesting. And I think, too, when you have teams that can sit, you mentioned the Patriots for one example, and look at the Ravens as the defending Super Bowl champs will be picking 32nd. I mean, these teams that are picking at or near the bottom, San Francisco, on and on, Atlanta, they're probably happy because they'll if indeed what Mike Mayock is saying is correct, you could sit at the bottom end of this draft and feel that something of quality will come to you, or at least in terms of it wouldn't be of much less quality than if you're picking in the top 10.
You're right on. And again, and for people that are going to say, oh, there's not great players in this draft, and oh, this isn't a great draft, trust us, in a few years, we'll be finding guys that got picked 28th, 32nd, 57th, 99th. Jimmy Graham, it still eats my heart and soul that he's not a Cleveland Brown. But those things happen, and the good teams take advantage of it and figure out those diamonds, and there are diamonds, and there will be in this draft.
Yep. Well, Bernie, great stuff, even playing hurt here. We appreciate it so much, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
See you this week.
All right, he is Bernie Kosar joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't wait for the auto show. The deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Been wildly cheering for hours on end? Does that refreshing breeze on your face now feel like an ice storm off Lake Erie? Do your lips feel like they've been freeze-dried? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Sticks, available in four great flavors, and just what you need for those dry and chapped lips. Now available at all discount drug marts, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
New year, new pricing, new phones, only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation, like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby, a Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around, all priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
People all around are asking themselves some tough questions.
Why is my internet always buffering?
Why doesn't satellite have more on-demand choices? Where did my savings go?
Wishing there was something better out there? There is. Come back to Time Warner Cable and see the difference. Guaranteed. Introducing the Better Guarantee from Time Warner Cable. We're so confident you'll see the difference. If you don't, we'll give you your money back.
Sounds good.
Switch to better TV, internet, and phone with no long-term contract. Switch now, and we'll welcome you back with a $200 reward card.
Sounds better.
Call Time Warner Cable at 1-855-371-6625 today for the Better Guarantee and enjoy better. Whatever you're passionate about, we invent better ways to love it even more. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Restrictions apply. For complete list of eligibility, restrictions, terms, and conditions, please visit twc.com/betterreward.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we go back to your questions and your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Going to pluck these questions and comments off those sites with the help of my Revel Wireless Samsung Galaxy S phone. And doing that now, and let's see what we have here. Let's go to Facebook. And this is from, who is this from Facebook? Oh, give me a second here, and we'll try to get this question. Okay, here it is. And it's from Tom from Facebook, wondering if the Browns should be interested in former LSU cornerback Tyron Matheu. He's the better known as the honey badger, right? Well, I'll tell you what, and he calls him a potential X factor for the Browns. Yeah, I hear you on that. He you know, as a player, he could do some special things. But here are my concerns. The biggest, of course, is the off-field concern. I mean, what do you have with this guy when it comes to some of the off-field issues he has? And teams are going to, no doubt, have to study really hard to see what they have in him as a guy who got himself into some trouble. And then the other thing, and this was brought up by Mike Mayock, who of NFL Network, and Mike Mayock was talking about the fact that he called him, and I thought this was really interesting. Number one, he says he's probably a fourth round prospect, okay, which I think speaks to the issues that could, you know, be there with regard to his, again, off field problems or behavior. And then the second part of it speaks to his, he said he won't test real well at the combine, that he will, you know, his measurables, whatever you want to call them, you know, he doesn't have the most ideal height, weight. Will he show well with his speed? Will he show well with all those things that, again, matter? I know, you know, and we had this discussion with Bernie Kosar, and it's true with Bernie saying, and I agree with this, that you don't want to get overboard with too much of the assessment of the analysis about what a guy does at the combine when he's, you know, running a 40, doing a vertical jump, doing a long jump, all those things that are related to, you know, what you do in t-shirts and shorts, and not what you're doing in pads, and specifically not what you're doing in football drills. Yes, there are football activities that go on. Quarterbacks throw passes and receivers catch them, but it's not the same. This is an entirely different environment, and this is where the caution flags all come up when you talk with the very best in this business at assessing talent, that you don't put every bit of stock or too much stock in those performances. You know, I know GMs and personnel people want to sell numbers to the people who sign the checks and say, we drafted this guy, and take a look at this set of numbers from what he did at the combine. Look at how much weight he bench pressed, and look how great he was there. He pushed the bar 30-something times at 225, and those kinds of things that are, again, you know, get people all fired up and excited, because those are measurable, tangible, concrete things. But they don't speak to everything that you need to talk about as far as a football player, and that's what Bernie said, you know, what regarding Matt Barkley, and I agree. You know, what kind of football player are you? Let's go to Todd from Facebook. Todd says, sign Mike Wallace and Charles Woodson. Now, he's talking about, of course, the two free agents, Wallace from the Steelers, Woodson, released by the Green Bay Packers, one-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, cornerback. I'm very hesitant and cautious about both of these guys, especially Woodson. As much as I think Woodson at some point could help maybe somebody, how much does he help you at this point? If he's not, if the Packers don't think, and Ted Thompson, pretty sharp personnel guy, doesn't think there's any more for Woodson to give that team, and that team needing all the help it could get defensively, then why, as a team, do you want to go, you know, go out and try to bring him onto your squad? That's where I'm having a problem. I think his best football, well, we know his best football is behind him. The question is, how far behind him is it? Jason from Facebook, he says, in the second round, well, the Browns don't have a second-round pick, Jason, so it can't happen there. But he says the Browns should draft Monte Ball, the running back from Wisconsin, for a complement to Trent Richardson. I like the idea of thinking about running back in this draft, and I think it will be on the mind of this team at some point. Again, unless a trade is made and they can replace the second-round pick that is Josh Gordon, remember, executed in the supplemental draft last July, I don't know that you're going to be able to get that guy there. What is, you know, what will his grade be? If he could very well be a second rounder, but is he there in the third round? Is there another back available at some point in the draft? And I'm not sure I want to use my second over, you know, what would be right now effectively my second overall pick, which is a third round choice, given what the Browns have right now, a first, sixth overall, and then a third round pick, nothing in the second. On a running back, when I've used the third overall pick last year on a running back, and I'm going to, you know, he's my guy, my franchise running back, Trent Richardson. I still have Montrezl Hardesty. That doesn't mean I have to be wed to that idea of not making any change or challenge there, but right now that wouldn't rank among my priorities after I've taken care of a pass rusher somewhere along the line. Linebacker, might have to do more at the linebacker position, certainly cornerback. I mean, those are the spots that would have to dominate my early picking, and keeping in mind that free agency could also influence our thoughts there. Now, Kevin from Facebook says, if the Browns cannot get Alex Smith, try getting Matt Moore from the Dolphins. Just as good of a quarterback that deserves a starter position. Matt Moore is interesting. I don't know if he's the guy that you have to have, but he's interesting because from a value standpoint or a comparison standpoint with other quarterbacks in this market, and there's really nobody that blows you away. If we work on the assumption that Joe Flacco is not available as a free agent, and we'll find that out once his agent Joe Linta sits down with the Ravens, which is supposed to happen soon, probably this week at the combine, to see whether or not he is going to be a free agent or he's going to get a tag or do something. And there will be a tag that follows that. I mean, he's not going to be I'm not saying this as an absolute, but I'm still highly doubtful that he hits the free agent market. But what I would expect is if no deal, no long-term deal is worked out quickly, which would be pre-free agency period, which starts on March 12th, then I think a tag would be in order to at least serve as a placeholder, something that could delay the process enough or the timing enough to still get a deal done, a long-term deal done. And I fully expect that's how the Ravens and Flacco are going to deal with this. I just don't see him there. So on that assumption, other quarterbacks in that conversation of others, potentially, Alex Smith, and you mentioned Matt Moore, and it could be argued that maybe the Dolphins want to hang on to him. Do they have such a set situation there for this year that they don't make him available, or that they make him available? You know, there's some campaigning going on within the Dolphins to retain Moore because, again, Ryan Tannehill's still finding his way as a starter for them. All right, we're going to have a discussion next with sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, longtime veteran columnist in this market in Northeast Ohio, Terry Pluto. Got to get his thoughts on what's going on with the Browns. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't wait for the auto show. The deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with 4 great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You know, sometimes you only get one chance, like making that first impression, remembering your lines on opening night, or packing your first pair of shoes.
Geronimo!
But books, music, and movies always get a second chance at half-price books. Now they're even paying cash for gaming consoles, video games and accessories, even e-readers, iPhones, iPads, and iPods. Second chances are what half-price books is all about. Sure, they have tons of great new stuff, but the treasures are the things that other folks have chosen not to pack up in trash, but to take to half-price books for cash. And for a limited time, you'll get a 10% off coupon on any purchase at half-price books when you sell the things you've already enjoyed. When I sell to Half Price Books, I feel I'm sharing a little piece of myself with somebody that I may never meet, and I think that's kind of neat. So sell your stuff at Half Price Books in North Homestead, Mayfield Heights, and Mentor. For the store nearest you or to find out more, visit halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Victor Ritchie with you on this Football Monday, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
And welcoming to the Revel Wireless Hotline, Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Vic.
Well, we've got a lot to cover with you, Terry, because we haven't spoken in a little bit, and certainly not since all the changes that have taken place on the coaching staff and so forth. I want your big picture take of what you see this team doing with hiring Rob Jedzinski and putting together the staff it has.
Well, I like the coaching staff very much because most of the time the coaches were going to get hired were probably guys that really hadn't coach before. I'm older than Andy Reid. I think everybody else is a novice head coach in the NFL. And the way Rob went out and brought in North Turner, Ray Horton, kept Chris Tabor, three experienced coordinators. I just think that's critical for a young coach to surround himself with those type of people. And yes, Turner's a friend of his and everything, but he's respected around the league. You know, a lot of teams would have loved to have North Turner call in place. And the other two guys were not guys that Rob knew. It wasn't like he went out and hired his buddies or he hired a guy that just came out of a certain philosophical school. These were the best people that he felt he had. I think the Browns special teams ranked second overall in some of those metrics of how they were done. And Tabor did a terrific job after the first year for him. It was a nightmare.
Right.
And so that's all good.
And, Terry, when you look at Rob Jedzinski, and you know very well when he was here in 2007 how really good this offense functioned in ways that the Browns haven't seen since and certainly didn't see before for a long time, and pretty much since their return in 1999. 07 is that year of demarcation of success driven by offense. How much stock do you put in Rob's ability to get that going then, and how much do you think it can impact what's happening now and going forward?
Well, if that's all he had on his resume, it could almost be like a Derek Anderson, Haley's Comet out of nowhere, you know, came and left. But the work he did, especially in Carolina with Cam Newton, to me was really impressive, not just Newton's rookie year, but last season where Newton was just terrible for the first 6 to 7 games. And Rob then reworked the whole offense. And if you look at it, I've run these stats in the paper a couple times, but it was a night and day difference for Newton in the second half of the year. And Jedzinski again went in and changed things around. That's what I like about him. You know, he had a drop back stationary passer, and Anderson had some success with that. And Newton, he had a very athletic quarterback, which he had to keep adapting the offense to, and he kept doing that. I mean, when Newton was a rookie, more than 20% of the playbook came straight from the stuff he ran at Auburn.
Right.
Rather than saying, hey, I got to make this guy into my system quarterback, you know, he fixed the system to what they do there. And then also I ran some stats that about Whedon and the shotgun versus the under the center. And, you know, Whedon just wasn't fit for that offense, Vic, and he'll do much better in shotgun. And that's an offense both Turner and Judd run about 75% of the time when they throw the ball.
And, you know, and I think when you find reasons to be optimistic about what is ahead for this team, I think it starts with the idea that not only – did this team bring in someone who was part of some past success, recent success, as you say, in Carolina, but past success here and or more further in the past with the Browns as an offensive coordinator? But the fact that he was able to attract North Turner, and job one for this team is to figure out how to get this quarterback thing right. And for the sake of discussion, we really have nothing else to really focus on other than making Brandon Whedon a better quarterback. I know they could get somebody else, and maybe they will, but as we talk right now, I think the best case still seems to be repairing, or I don't even know if that's the right word, but getting Brandon Whedon up to where he needs to be an impactful quarterback.
Well, assuming Whedon's a quarterback this year, I think at the end of the season or even by midseason, we'll have a pretty good idea whether he's going to whether he's going to flourish or not. There won't be, well, if he was in a different system or a different guy calling plays. You know, all that stuff is gone now. They'll suit an offense to fit his strengths, and that'll be up to him on what he's going to do. So that part, I think, is really good. And I also like the fact that, North Turner has had a lot of success with the power running game. You got Richardson. You've got Ontario Hardesty. You know, perhaps they'll be interested in somebody else. I know they want to get some more depth at running back, whether it's to keep Jackson or Earl Benai or get somebody else. I don't know. So that's all encouraging to me. I do hope they add a veteran receiver into the mix with all those young guys. I think that would help too.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer sports columnist, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline. Terry, as we go to the defensive side of the ball, the hiring of Ray Horton is so, I think, fascinating because, number one, the guy's ability, what he did in Arizona, taking a defense that was bewildered when he got there in 2011 and turning it around pretty quickly, but also all those principles and ideas that he brings from being with Dick LeBeau in both Cincinnati as a player and in Pittsburgh as an assistant coach. That seems to me like it could be a transformative thing for this defense.
I hope so. And Vic, you know, they do need to just settle on the type of defense they want to play. You know, we've gone from 3-4 to 4. Basically, since the team has come back, you've gone from 4-3 to 3-4 to 4-3 to 3-4 again. And so they need to settle in on what it is. And I do think that Rob Kaczynski said the toughest things for him to face were the 3-4 defense. And I think that's probably the reason he wanted to switch to it, even though he knew there might be some problems doing it this year. He just thinks within a year or two, that's the way to go. And clearly Horton's the guy that right out of that Steelers school, but who then implemented it as a coordinator in Arizona. And you could just break down the numbers, and it shows in the last, I think they were ranked 29th the first year he got there before he had a chance to do anything. And then after his first initial season, they went to like the 18th and then the 12th. So real improvement. And nobody sits there and says, boy, Arizona's loaded with great defensive players.
Right, right. And you know what's interesting is we tend to judge, at least I do, with defensive coaches, personality often comes into play because defense is such a reactive and I think driven by emotion element of the game, where you know that coordinator who brings a lot of fire to his style can have some influence. Now, we know Dick Duran here the last 2 years, very professorial kind of guy, yet had some results because he's a smart coordinator, put a pretty good scheme in place. But it's different with Ray Horton, I think, because he comes from the, first of all, like Jaron, yes, he's a former player, but I think he comes from a more aggressive mentality and mindset, probably because of the Steeler way or whatever it was. And just by nature, he's a guy who I think gets everybody around him very enthusiastic about what they're doing.
I think it's there's two components to it. I mean, one is knowledge and skill. Like you mentioned, nobody was going to get run through a wall for Dick Jaron's personality, but I think with Jaron, you felt this guy knew what he was doing. He was going to put me in a position to make plays, and that guys like that. But what they really like is a guy who could do that, and then a guy inspires them on top of it. You know, before Jaron, we had Rob Ryan, and Ryan was a lot of bluster and everything else, but sometimes they just didn't seem all that organized out there. So you want both. And I'm hoping that is what Ray Horton will bring. And
I just also think, too, that it's important to have guys that are former players on your staff. I think Chizinski being that, well, granted, he didn't play in the NFL. He played at a very high level in college. That just – I like guys that have been around the NFL, Vic, and I think you do, too. It's really tough for the newcomers to come in a key position like head coach or coordinator and to get the respect of these guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. As you see, this week of a lot of personnel-driven discussion because the Combine is coming up. We'll be there in a few days in Indianapolis. As you reflect, Terry, on where things are going with this new group in place running things in Berea, how do you sort of see, or how would you like to see some things proceed, and what would you see as the focal point of what this team needs to do to get better? Is it as simple as make sure Ray Horton's got the right guys to play the 3-4, or are you looking for anything else?
Well, I want to see. Frankly, I don't know how Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi are going to draft. I mean, they had that one draft in Philly in 98 or whatever that went very well together. But, you know, after that, Mike's draft history is very spotty, to say the least. And so I want to see how they function. For all this talk about whether Jimmy Haslam's losing and Brad Mel Maxwell or both, in the end, what's really going to show how he's doing as an owner is how Banner and Lombardi perform on draft day and also with whatever free agents they sign or don't sign. Because remember, in the NFL, like with the great salary cap being so tight, it puts a premium on the guy who picks the players. Frankly, you can fix coaching staffs a lot easier and you can fix rosters. And so I am hoping, you know, that Banner and Lombardi can do it. But they are the key guys. And I don't I'm not saying I'm pessimistic or optimistic. I just don't know really what they'll do because we haven't seen them in action before.
You brought up Jimmy Haslam and where he's located and that's been the subject of a lot of discussion. My opinion is it's been way too much discussion and concern about something that I don't think is that big a deal. How do you feel about it as far as his going back to Pilot Flying J as CEO?
My biggest worry with Haslam is that he was going to go Jerry Jones on us and be there at every practice and everything else. I didn't want that because, frankly, yes, Jerry Jones is a, quote, profitable owner, but is he a good owner, really? You know, it's kind of, it's sort of like when Art Modell was with Blanton Collier, he was really good, and then after that, he wasn't very good. And when Jerry Jones was with Jimmy Johnson, he was good, and then after that, he hadn't been very good. And maybe he'd be better off if Jerry owned a few truck stops where he wasn't always there. Sure, I'm serious about that.
I know what you mean. Yeah, the balance.
Because therefore, you're looking more at the big picture. You're not living and dying with every practice film and everything else. And so this didn't bother me in the least. I was more worried he was going to be overreactive. I know one of the things that Dan Gilbert had to learn after buying the Cavaliers was to back off. I mean, he had the team for 3 days. He got it in the middle of the season. He wanted to fire Coach Paul Silas. They had to talk him out of it. He fired him 3 weeks later, and he ended up firing Jim Paxton and kind of retooling the team. But then he learned after that, hey, you know, go back up to Detroit, run your business, and fly down. And you know, they have airplanes and cell phones and email. It's amazing how people communicate these days. So it comes down to this. Did Jimmy Haslam pick the right management team in Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner? If he did, this thing's going to go really well. And if not, then he's going to have to, you know, basically look for another management team. But I'm willing to give these guys a chance. I'm not just sitting there waiting for them to fail or thinking, all right, if they make one move that doesn't work out, they don't know anything. I think you really have to look at the big picture of, you know, all their free agents, all their picks, and how it comes together. Because I do feel real good about the coaching staff because those guys got track records that are easier for me to get my mind around than the front office just because the front office hasn't been together.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for your knowledge, and we'll catch up with you again down the line.
All right, great. Thanks, Vic. Take care.
Yes, you too. Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
for the auto show, the deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
New year, new pricing, new phones. Only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation. Like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby. A Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around. All priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Every day at Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? Yep, we've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal, but we'll check with legal. And low prices? We've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through February 25th, save up to 30% on Cancun, Bermuda, Puerto Rico, and more. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Back to your comments and questions from the Browns official Facebook Twitter pages. The Browns Daily Twitter page handle, Browns at is underscore at Browns underscore daily, yeah, and at VICCARUCCI. This comes from Facebook, though. Todd says, we need to sign Alex Smith, Greg Jennings, Percy Harvin, and Ed Reed. Just gives a who's who here of free agents or trade or however it's going to work out. Yeah, Todd, I don't see Reed in this mix. I don't really see most of these guys. Greg Jennings is interesting of all of them. The Smith thing, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know that that's a perfect ideal fit for what I think this offense is going to be, which is more down the field throwing. But he, Todd, says those four signings or acquisitions will get the Browns to the playoffs at the very least. I think they take a hard look and see what's there. But, again, it will be selective. It will not be just, you know, go after him to go after him. All right, Bernie Kosar, I want to thank him for his participation in this show. Terry Pluto and Joe Meadows and Drew Boatner, outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Stay tuned for the Gary Waters Show. The CSU head basketball coach is next. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.